You are tuned into Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
Once again, good afternoon. Welcome back. It's 23 minutes now before 1. It's time for us to ask a pastor, and we do have our pastor joining us on the line to answer our question for today. And remember, all these questions come up from you, and you're one of the, if you have those questions yourself, please send them to my producer, and she will find you a pastor, and I will endeavor to ask the questions as robustly and sincerely as you have written them. All right, Pastor, as per usual for this week is Pastor Chisuta Munani. Good afternoon, Pastor, and thank you very much for agreeing to talk to us.
Thank you so much. Good afternoon. How are you?
I'm very well. Thank you very much, my Pastor. How are you?
I'm doing well.
Lovely, lovely. Pastor, our question for today is, can someone who doubts God still be considered spiritual? Now, when I'm listening to this question, I'm not the person who asked the question, but just deconstructing the text and what had been written down, this person does not appear to doubt the existence of God, but they doubt whether the God that he or she is being told about is probably different from other gods. They probably doubt that this God loves them the way that they are told that God loves them. They probably doubt that God is as benevolent as people say he is. He's a loving God as people. They don't doubt his existence, but they doubt some of the attributes, seeing the realities of their lives today. When they look at their lives and the lives of people around them, they doubt that if this really is a loving God, why is he allowing these things? That's what I got from the question. It may not be what the person meant, but that's what I got from the question. Can someone who doubts God still be considered spiritual? What's your answer to that, Pundis?
Thank you so much. I was also trying to concede and go through the question, just the way you have explained it. But before we can go deeper, I would like to define the word spiritual.
Okay.
Yeah, being spiritual is a sense of connection to something larger than yourself.
Right.
That connection that drives you. That makes you to behave in a certain way. The power that controls your life.
Right.
The power that is superior more than you.
Say that again. What did you say about more than me? Say that again, please.
I said being spiritual.
Yes.
It's a sense of connection to something larger than oneself.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yes. There is this power that you depend on,
right,
that controls your life.
Right.
Yes. Then coming to the word doubt, as some scholars have put it, they say it's the same as discernment. If you are not certain of something.
Right.
You are not sure of it, you are lacking conviction about it.
Right.
But you have the sense that it may exist or not. Now coming to the question, it's very true. Yes, somebody may be completely spiritual, yet they doubt God. It's a normal, having doubt is considered a normal part of the faith journey. We have some text in the Bible that supports what we are trying to say here.
Okay.
If we are to consider that this one, John the Baptist, the time when he was imprisoned. This is the guy who has been preaching about Christ.
Right.
He talked about Christ. He baptized Jesus.
Absolutely.
At the time he was in prison, he sent his disciples to inquire, is he really the Christ?
Brilliant example. Brilliant
example. Why in prison if he really is the Christ?
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
But this is the guy who has been preaching about him.
Yeah.
This is the guy who pointed other people to him to say, behold the Lamb of Christ.
Ah!
The Lamb of God.
Yes, sir.
But now, he's doubting about the same Christ that he has been preaching about.
I hear you.
We have another guy also in the Bible, Mark chapter 9.
Yes, sir.
Mark chapter 9, verses number 20, going down. This guy who brought a son to Jesus.
Right.
He said, I brought my son to your disciples. They have failed to heal him.
Mm.
Now Jesus said, bring him to me. And Jesus said, if only you believe, your son will be saved.
Okay.
And the brother said, Lord, I believe. Help my
unbelief. That's right. Yeah, witness. Okay. All right.
Yes, help my unbelief. So, you can still believe that there's God,
yeah.
But you still have a doubt in God. And those doubts are the growing pains of the faith.
Hey, one for this.
It has always been that way.
Okay.
There are usually seasons of discomfort.
Hey.
And sometimes they bring us to tears.
Yum. Yeah.
It is a little painful, but there are seasons we need to endure if we want to grow in faith.
That's right.
Doubts make us have questions about God. But if you are not careful about them, you can lose and lost it all.
Okay.
And at the same time, if you discern well about God and continue asking, then you will know more about God.
Yes, sir.
Work to find it out. How do you find it out? Connect yourself with big groups.
Okay.
Ask people. Because many are the times when we ask ourselves questions, where is God? If God really exists, why are things happening like this?
Right.
Why am I suffering if God is really there?
Mm.
But inside our hearts, we know that there is this superpower somewhere. There is God somewhere. But if really this God is really for us, why are we suffering?
Right.
Why am I in pain? So sometimes God will allow pain to us. Sometimes we have that doubt to make our faith grow.
Right.
Because when we ask questions in God, if we know that God is there, sometimes we tend to doubt his power.
Yeah.
But after we have inquired more, after we have prayed enough, after we have been prayed and read the Bible, seeking questions from other people, asking them questions, and wanting to know more about God, that helps us grow in faith.
Right.
Yes, that's how I understand it myself.
When did you finish me? I had questions that I had prepared. But all those questions that I had prepared, you answered them without even knowing my questions. As I was listening to
you, Prince,
you were knocking them all one by one. One by one, Prince, you knocked all of my questions. I have nothing else. Usually this segment would last up until we are not even finished at one. Mvundisi, you've answered all my questions. Wow. I'm hoping the person who sent this question is just as happy with your answers as I am. Brilliant. You finished me when you said, even with John the Baptist. You finished me there, Mvundisi. Every other thing just went away. Thank you very much, Mvundisi. I'm grateful. I'm excited. The questions that I had, you just simply blew them away with a text. Thank you very much. Have a wonderful day. I'm looking forward to your answers tomorrow. I am now excited.
Thank you so much. I'm humbled. May God bless you and bless the entire community of this WhatsApp group.
Thank you very much, Mfunis. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you.
Wow. Okay. You know this segment, people. Very rarely do we find a pastor who's going to hit the nail on the head without me having to prod. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, we thank his inspiration and Pastor Chisuta Munali.
Adventist World Radio, SID Media. We are not general practitioners. We are specialists in Bible-based content.